Customer service offers more difficult terrain for AI. Firms have been trying to automate it for years. Thus far, they have mostly just annoyed customers. Who doesn't try to game the chatbot in order to speak to an actual human? The American Customer Satisfaction Index has been falling since 2018, and workers also appear fed up. Turnover in American contact centres hit a record high of 38% last year. But there may be consolation. The workforce is becoming more welcoming to the low-skilled. Eric Brynjolfsson of Stanford, as well as Daniel Lee and Lindsay Raymond of MIT, studied the rollout of an AI assistant to more than 5,000 customer support agents earlier this year. The assistant offered real-time suggestions to workers. This lifted the productivity of the least skilled agents by 35%, while the most skilled ones saw little change. It would be reasonable to assume that the impact on salespeople would be fairly similar to the one on customer service workers. But that is not the case. Mark Bernstein of Balto, a firm that creates AI software for both sales teams and call centres, notes that style points, i.e. charisma and the ability to develop a relationship, matter much more in sales than in customer service, where the important thing is getting the right answer quickly. AI might even create sales superstars. Skylar Werneth has been in the industry for 8 years and is now at Nooks, a startup that automates sales. Software analyzes his calls, identifying which tactics work best. It also helps him call many people at once. Most customers do not pick up. Dialing in parallel ensures Mr. Werneth is talking more and listening to dial tones less. He reckons the tools Nooks offers makes him 3 times more productive, earning him a solid amount more than before. What does this mean for labour markets? Sales representatives are given bonuses based on the number of clients they bring in over a threshold. When productivity grows across a firm, bosses tend to raise the threshold. Because not everyone is able to meet it, low performers are pushed out of the workforce. Since demand for products does not grow in parallel with sales performance, as would be necessary to justify retaining them. The result is a shrinking set of highly productive salespeople. At least, given the high turnover in the industry, the shift to this state of affairs might mean hiring fewer people, not mass firings. If AI eventually becomes superhuman, as many attendees at Britain's recent summit believed possible, all bets are off. Even if AI advances in a less epochal fashion, labour markets will see profound change. A study by Shang Hui and Oren Reshef of Washington University in St. Louis and Luofeng Zhou of New York University, published in August, found that earnings for writing, proofreading and copy editing on Upwork, a freelancing platform, fell by 5% after ChatGPT was launched last November, compared with roles less affected by AI. A survey of 400 call centre managers by Balto found that the share using at least some AI grew from 59% in April to 90% by October. Mr. Bernstein thinks that although today AI is not capable of replacing a human in call centres, in 10 years, quite possibly 5, it will be there. The flip side of AI disruption is new jobs elsewhere. Modelling in 2019 by Daron Acemoglu of MIT and Pasquale Restrepo of Boston University suggests that the impact of automation is worst for workers when productivity gains are small. Such so-so automation creates little surplus wealth to increase the demand for workers in other parts of the economy. Our investigation of industries at the front line of AI change suggests that the new tech has a shot at leading to much greater efficiency. The picture on inequality remains murkier. Better to be a superstar than a straggler, then, even if only to be safe.